Hello there, you're listening to The Roundabout. As you might have noticed, a little bit of issues, so we'll get right back to you. I'm going to pop on the shuffleizer again real quick, and after that, well, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
You're listening to KHDX-FM, Conway, Arkansas, Hendricks College's 10-watt Tower of Power. And now, the news. With KHDX Station Manager Jacob Turner and Profile Editor-in-Chief Casey Hawkins. Hello and welcome to And Now the News. And this is our first ever episode of College, a student newspaper, and the Office of Marketing Communications for Hendricks College. So essentially what we're going to be bringing to you today is all the news that you need to know about for the coming weeks, whether it be on campus or off campus. This applies to all people at Hendricks. So the fact that we have a new welcome center, the Dawkins Welcome Center, recently opened September 29th at 2:30. The Welcome Center will be the new home for admissions on campus and be the first stop for anyone wishing to visit the campus.
And we are back again with the Roundabout, this time with the audio problems hopefully fixed. And, well, this week, we're going to be a bit different than last week. First of all, because the unlike last week, where we only played one song split into two halves, this week we'll be playing an entire album. Now, the album, specifically, is going to be Pink Floyd's album Animals. There's a bit of background on it, but the extended Pink Floyd lore requires far more time than we have with this hour and the length of all these songs, because after all, this is a prog rock show. And we're going to get right into it with Pigs on the Wing, Part 1. Now, that was pretty short, considering last week's 20-minute long songs, and that's because Pigs on the Wing Part 1 is an introduction to the rest of the album. I assure you, the rest of the songs are much longer. And along with the theme of the rest of the album, what with it being titled Animals and all, this next song is also named after an animal, specifically a dog, or in this case, plural. Dogs by Pink Floyd.
Can't work on points for style. confused. Sometimes it seems to me as if I'm just being used. Gotta stay awake, gotta try and shake off this creeping malaise. If I don't stand my own ground, how can I find my way out of this maze? Deaf, dumb, blind, you just keep on pretending that everyone's expendable and no one has a real friend. It seems to you the thing to do.
And we're back in the radio booth for The Roundabout on KHDX FM. This is the voice of Hendrix College, and we've just finished listening to Dogs from the Pink Floyd album Animals. They're all animal themed, it's kind of in the name. Up next we got Pigs, three different ones, and before we go on, I'd like to, you know, reference some of the people that helped me get here. First one goes out to Elena, whose Taylor Swift connections I think really helped me start my my start in radio, and the second one is out to Courtney, whose good taste in music is only counteracted by her questionable taste in what stairs to walk down. Also, Courtney. Well, not Courtney, that's the first one. My bad. Flip that around real quick. Shelby, that's the last one.
Ah!
And that's going to be the end of the third song on the album, Animals by Pink Floyd. Specifically, the song was Pigs, three different ones. Up next, we have Sheep. And before we go on to that, I just want to give a bit of background as to how I really got into Pink Floyd and all that stuff, because they're going to be showing up a lot on this show. I first heard Animals, I want to say when I was around maybe 10 or 12, very early on in my, you know, existence. And I liked the album because A, I could understand all the lyrics, and B, all the songs were under like 25 minutes long, which was very different from some of Pink Floyd's other works, such as Metal. That being said, however, I recently got into Pink Floyd again and kind of more deeply because, you know, I found some other people that liked prog rock, similar genres and such. And Sheep, coming up next, is, in my opinion, the best song on the album. One of my friends disagrees, and Elliot, I'm sorry, Sheep is better than Dogs. That's a fact. I said it on the radio. And without further ado, we're on to Sheep. And that will bring us to the end of Sheep. That is the fourth song on the Pink Floyd album Animals that we've been listening through today on The Roundabout on KHDX-FM, the voice of Hendrix. Now, lastly, we're going to finish up Animals, specifically with the final song in Animals, which is Pigs on the Wing, Part 2. Same name as the first one, second part. They kind of match each other thematically and in the lyrics. It's a whole complex, multi-leveled kind of situation, but it is pretty short, and after that, that's going to be it. So, without further ado, let's get to the music.
And I know that you care. too. So I don't feel alone on the way to the stone. Now that I've found somewhere safe to bury my bone, and any fool knows the door leads to home. A shelter from pigs on the wing.
And that's going to end our show for tonight, listeners. You've been listening to The Roundabout on KHDX. And up next, I believe, is the show, Ooh, What a Thigh Slap. It's something related to slapping your leg at the opening of the show. They'll be on in about 8 minutes or so now. I'm going to hit y'all all over to the sh- y'all all